You're Still Alive by Tony Alamo, written in 2011. Do you really believe that God would take the time and effort to write the law, his law, the moral law, which all humans must live by or suffer for eternity in hell, and then tell us in the New Testament that we don't have to keep the law? The entire New Testament says we must walk in the Spirit of God, be holy, and keep the commandments, or we will spend eternity in the unbearable torments of the lake of fire. Read the New Testament and see for yourself. It's your soul, it's your eternity, and it will be your torments. It's all yours forevermore. I hear many false churches say God is all love or God loves us unconditionally. These are lies out of the pit of hell. The Word of God warns us, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. God is also wrath. God is also judgment. All God's ways are judgment. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. His blessings are conditional upon you living according to his laws. God personally wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger by the Holy Spirit. Exodus 31, verse 18. Under many conditions, God actually hates. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Psalm 11, verse 5. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 7, verse 11. Today, there are billions of demons working through people which have become Satan's evangelists. They preach lies such as the statement that all Christians are still sinners. But the Word of God states that the blood sacrifice of Jesus cleanses us from all of our past sins, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us, giving us the power to overcome sin. False preachers lie, saying no one is perfect when we must be perfect, or we cannot be members of the bride of Christ. The Lord Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Matthew 5, verse 48. Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." He also said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." John 14, verse 21. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. The New Testament is actually stricter than the Old. For instance, Jesus stated, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 28. The Apostle Paul stated, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Romans chapter 8, verses 2 through 4. In order to keep the law of the Spirit, we must become spiritual rather than carnal. Jesus said we must be born again. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. This means the Holy Spirit must enter into your spirit and give you the power of God to become a spiritual being, a member of the body of Christ. The Catholics say that being baptized in water saves you. This is not what the Word of God states. Baptism in water is an outward public confirmation that you have become reborn of the Spirit and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Why don't you leave that cult? Revelation chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. Why will you go to hell than the lake of fire for eternity? They also say that it's okay to pray to Mary and the saints because the Bible says to pray for one another. James 5, verse 16. The Bible does say to pray one for another, but never to pray to one another, or to pray to anyone other than God through His Son, Christ Jesus, the only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. Catholic double talk is exasperating. They will try to make hell an ice house if you let them. They have caused many to falsely believe there is a purgatory. They tell you that your money, given to them, can buy people out. Don't be deceived. Follow the word of God, not the word of man. Because the people of the world are deceived by Satan, the devil, they think there is no more law, that they can let it all hang out. They think that they can watch porn and send nude pictures wherever they wish. They think they can fornicate, commit adultery, be homosexuals, murder their babies, or whatever else they desire. They make up laws that are not laws, blaspheme God, worship idols, lie, bear false witness, commit incest, practice bestiality, and do whatever else Satan suggests. 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12 says that God will soon burn the whole heaven and earth up because the devil with the evil angels who were cast out of heaven sinned there and because of the filthy sin that exists on earth. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 1, the Apostle John says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned, sinless, for her husband, Christ. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.' And he that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said unto me, 'It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, those who are fearful to renounce the satanic doctrines and all the fallacy of this world, and those who believe man and disbelieve God, and the abominable, all evil sinners who you see today, all the corrupt which are attempting to fly in the face of God, and murderers, which very much includes the wicked women which murder, abort their children, and whoremongers, those who have sex with whores, and sorcerers and idolaters, which most people are, and all liars shall have their place in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 through 8. People who are not saved fear death. Wait until they personally behold the lake of fire and immediately become aware of the fact that they will burn there forever. They will eternally curse their defiance against God and their disbelief in what He has promised. God has warned us all through His word. He says, "Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?" Ezekiel 18, verse 31. "Say unto them, 'As I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways.'" Ezekiel 33, verse 11. You are still alive. It isn't too late for you to repent. Do it now, for you may not live another day. Repent of your sins now by saying this prayer: "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.